Long reading, huh? Even Holly checked her watch. Yeah, I saw. Don't worry. We'll talk about your race. I'm kidding. It's a long reading. And I think if we kind of parse it, kind of pull it apart in many ways, we see that not only is this Samaritan woman, but also the disciples, and then really the rest of the Samaritans, and indeed all the world, how we're kind of looking for something. In fact, even Jesus said to the disciples, "You haven't asked me what I am looking for, or where did you get something to eat?" They are confused as to what all is going on. We don't realize how awkward this situation is. It's very, very socially inappropriate for a Jew to talk to a Samaritan, a man to talk to a woman who isn't his wife or his daughter or family member. It's certainly not good to do so alone. And then given her history and then the fact that he's traveling through, it's all just a big mess. It really is. But Jesus is able to parse through all of that. All of those different needs, all of the things that we might be looking for or may not even be looking for, but long for anyway. He's able to work through that, weaving together this reality that, in fact, he's the answer. He's the food. He's the water. He's the worship. He's the temple. He is the harvest, the sower, the reaper, the whole deal. He is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Maslow has a psychologist from a century ago developed what he called a hierarchy of needs. And at the bottom of that is simple things like food and water. The internet has recently added below that toilet paper, because apparently we are desperate for that substance. I don't understand why. But obviously, I think that points out that we are searching. We as individuals just are searching. And if we look at the woman herself, I don't want to automatically begin to chastise her. She has had five husbands, and she is living with a man that is not her husband. Jesus is able to see that, to know that, and to name it. But we don't know those situations. The first one may have died. The second one may have been abusive. It's all a mystery. But she is certainly kind of lost. She is coming to the well at noon. And that simple fact itself, she hasn't come with the rest of the village early in the morning to get her day's worth of water. She doesn't want to talk to everyone else at the watering hole. She comes in the heat of the day to fill her bucket alone by herself so that she doesn't have to interact with other people. She doesn't want to feel their stares, their misunderstandings, their conjectures. And yet she's looking not only for acceptance, but an answer to that longing that is deep within her heart. I wonder what she must have thought when she looked down that dark pit. Every day when she came to gather water in the heat of the day without any companions, to suddenly find this strange man standing there. What she would have thought as she looked into that depth, that darkness. What she must have longed for. Simple understanding. Someone to just simply understand who she is and what she needs. It was pointed out in a reading that I looked at that, well, five husbands and one is six. She is living with an incomplete number. Six, one less than seven, is incomplete. It is itself a negative number in the Jewish mind, because it's so close to being complete, and yet it's not complete. It's better to be further away from seven than that close to seven and not be complete. And there he is. Not to be like any of those others, not to be like the one that she lives with but isn't going to marry. He is something completely different. He's the answer to everything. She has come to this well seeking normal water, and yet she finds, sitting there, the answer to everything. As we walk our Lenten journey, we live in this world that constantly fills us with anxiety and fear and any number of other complex emotions. Let us return to that well, that living water, where we can find Jesus Christ, the answer to everything, sitting there, waiting for us, wanting to bring us into completion. The one who desires ultimately to wed us to God himself.